We say there's a beautiful, beautiful piece. You know that in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, so the Torah discusses in great detail the laws of the Parah Aduma. And one of the things, so without getting into the technical intricacies of Parah Aduma, we'll do that more in the Chasidus here tomorrow morning. But one of the beautiful things that so the Torah teaches us how the person becomes pure. So you have to take the eight erez, take the cedar branch, the hyssop, the shalas, talashani, the wet red wool. And again, pretty much every single time the Torah does a purification process, there's always the need for spring water. And of course, again, how does the Torah refer to the spring water? The Torah always refers to it as mayim chayim. Mayim chayim. So mayim chayim literally means, again, ultimately, again, from water from a living source, from a spring, as opposed to water, let's say, from a stagnant pool. So the Lublina Rav, Meir Shapiro of Lublin, so had a beautiful insight. He says, why is it that the Torah always refers to water as mayim chayim? Right? Why is it always? And the Lublina Rav says something amazing. He says, because it's from water that we learn the secret to life. So listen to what he says. He says, Mitivam, he says, because Nisra Nimshu L'mayim. He says, often Klal Yisrael is compared to water. Because water, ultimately, within water itself, you can find the secret to successful living. Listen to this beautiful idea. He says, Mitivam Shamayim, Sheyecholim Lehispashet V'lishtov Shtachim Atzumim. First of all, water has the ability to cover a great expanse. Remember, water constantly spreads out. Lahafros midbarios. Water has the ability to bring deserts to life. Lahasiya harim. Water has the ability to travel through mountains. Liashra durim. Lafkiya derech. Water also has the ability to go ahead and make a path, even through what at first appears to be unpassable areas. Water always has the ability to find a way around, or to find a way over, or to find a way under even the greatest life obstacles. Therefore, ultimately, says the Lublina Rav, this is why Klal Yisrael is compared to water, and this is why within water is the secret to life. He says, ultimately, again, there are always obstacles in life. There are always hurdles. There are always difficulties. And in life, you have a choice. In life, you could say, oh, no, I hit a roadblock, I hit an obstacle, the journey's done, the initiative is done, that's it, life is done, I can't go on anymore. Or you become like water. Water always figures out a way around. Sometimes it's over, sometimes it's under, sometimes it's around. Says the Lublina Rav, that's a metaphor for life, for how you deal with obstacles, how you deal with obstructions. But listen to this, he goes on. But when is water able to navigate all the complexities and obstacles of life? Imhein b'matzav shel nezila. That's only if the water is flowing. Ulam kishem kifuim. When the water is frozen, frozen water has no koach. Frozen water has no abilities. Frozen water remains in place and is stagnant. Af Yisrael. So too says the Lublina Rav, the same is true with Klal Yisrael. Behislavus, efshar lahasig hakol. With passion, you could achieve a lot of things. Abab v'matzav shel kifaon v'kar. But when you're frozen, when you're cold, shum davar lo yasigo. You can't accomplish anything. So says the Lublina Rav, this is why the Torah always calls mayim, mayim chayim. Because within this water, this is the beauty of our Torah. The Ribbono Shel Olam teaches us so many things. Some of them are explicit, some of them are explicitly, but some of them are incredibly nuanced. By calling water mayim chayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, look at water and learn how to live. Look at water and learn how to accomplish. The water is able to go ahead and find its way around every single obstacle. But that's only if the water is flowing. The Lublina Rav says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us that the only way to accomplish things in life is to be passionate, is to be on fire, is to be... I will say, we know this. Things that we are not passionate about in life don't get done. When I'm frozen about something, when I'm cold about something, I remain in place. It's simply nothing happens. But where there's a flow, where there's excitement, where there's hislavos, where there's mayim chayim, when there's living, flowing water, that's when I have the ability to accomplish. And so the Lublina Rav's lesson is, with hislavos, with excitement, with the ability to flow, we can accomplish that. But I will say, I take this one step further. It's not just hislavos, I think. To build on the Lublina Rav, The power of water is the power to adapt. You see, what water does is water is flowing a certain way. And then what happens? So you dam it. You go and you put an obstacle. So what does water do? Water doesn't say, well, sorry, I wanted to go this way. Now there's a dam there. There's an obstacle there. We're done. I'm taking home my bath, my ball, my glove. I'm done. Didn't go the way that I want. I'm done. What does water do? Water adapts. Water says, okay, I can't flow the way I want it to flow. I'm not going to spend my life crying about it. I'm not going to spend my life screaming about it. I'm not going to wag an accusatory finger about whoever dammed up the wall over here. So I can't. I'm going to find a way around. I'm going to adapt. The Ribono Shel Olam tells us the most powerful midah in life is the ability to adapt. Because I will say, we all know, none of us are old men here, but we all know enough, even through our life experiences, that life never goes according to plan. That anything you plan for yourself never follows the plan you set out. And so what happens? There are two types of people. So some type of people, again, when life doesn't go according to plan, they wallow in it. They just simply wallow in it. They're upset. I can't believe this. This one wronged me. This didn't go. This person didn't do this. Or this person did this. Or this happened. Or this happened. I wanted to do this. And again, what happens? The path gets dammed and they freeze. They freeze. Kifa on vakar. They freeze. And what happens when they freeze? They stay stationed at the dam. Sometimes until 120. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't be like that. Don't be an ice cube. Don't be frozen water. But be Mayim Chaim. Be the kind of water that flows. Be the kind of water that ultimately finds it out. Be the kind of water that adapts. So I will say, this is the most powerful koach that we have to assimilate within ourselves in life. The ability to adapt to all of our circumstances. Yes, sometimes life, often life, does not go according to plan. But when you hit that roadblock, when you hit that obstacle, I have a choice. I can become the ice cube and I can remain in place, or I can become the Mayim Chaim. The Lublin Rav says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for us is to become that Mayim Chaim. And you know what the Pasuk ultimately always says, Mayim Chaim El Keli. You know, the Keli ultimately, you know, Adam is Nimshal L'Kli. A person is compared to a utensil. If I want to fill my utensil with all of my potential, if I want to fill my utensil with all of my life accomplishments, the only way to get to the Keli, the only way to get El Keli to come to being a real utensil, see Mayim Chaim. We should be zochim, etzron avosai, that when those roadblocks and those obstacles come up, which inevitably they will, we should be zochim yiratzah Hashem to be mayim chayim. We should be zochim yiratzah to be flowing water. We should be zochim yiratzah Hashem to find our way how to navigate around and to be able to adapt. All right.